Okay, Rabbi Say, Shalom Aleichem. We're in Chovis Halvavis, Shar Bitochen, Perek Gimel. Ha-Hakdama Hashenis. It's page Shin Yud in the Lev Tov edition. The Chovis Halvavis is telling us the five steps toward living a life of true Bitochen. Step number one was internalizing the 7 points that we discussed above. These 7 points provide you with the premises you need to be able to really feel secure and assured that you're in the best of hands. That's number one. Contemplate, study, internalize those 7 points. Hakdama Hashenis. If anybody wants, we kept recapping them. I'm not going to do that now, but if anybody wants, send me an email and I'll be another send the 7 points in an email. Hakdama Hashenis. The second step toward bitachon is sheyeda v'yisbarach etzlo. A person should realize ki abayre yisbarach mashkif alav, that Hashem is watching you. Ve'nelam mimenu nigleu v'nistaroi utzvonai v'nireyu. For Hashem, everything is on the table. He sees you. Your inside thoughts and feelings are just as clear to him as your hand. Your inside and outside is plain to see. And Hashem is looking to see, Hashem is looking to see if you trust him. Meaning, bitachon is not just a prerogative, it's something Hashem expects as part of the relationship. If you're conscious of everything I've been doing for you up till now, you should trust that I am handling your affairs in the best way possible. Kasher Omar Kasuv. Like the Pasuk says, he brings a few psukim to this effect. We're going to move past that. Ukshe yisbara leze labiteach. Once a person has that clear, en roi lelitain shubiteach velekim yis'al lebedipuroi. Don't talk as though you trust Hashem. Mibli sheyivtach alav beliboi uvmatzpunoi. Unless you really feel it on the inside, you feel that security, you feel that being at peace. You don't want to be classed with those about whom it says, they honor me with their mouth and their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So this is step number two. A person has to realize that Hashem, so to speak, takes offense if a person doesn't trust him. And Hashem is watching to see, do you trust me or not? So that's step number two. Then we have step number three. V'akdama ha-shlishis. Step number three is, she'yayached eleikov bebitchoinoi boi, b'mashu chayav livtoach boi. A person has to make his trust in Hashem exclusive. Meaning, al yeshatev zula se'imoi. Your trust should only be in Hashem, not in anybody else. You should not be in a situation where you trust Hashem and also some person. And because if there's anybody else who you truly place your trust in, that is taking away from your trust in Hashem. Let's explain this. Let's say, for example, a person has an employer who provides his parnasa. So, what the Chovis HaLevavos is saying is, don't feel that your parnasa is in the boss's hands. You should feel it's in Hashem's hands. But only in Hashem's hands. Meaning the boss, you should relate to him simply as a vehicle of what Hashem now has in mind for you. But not that there is essentially some dependence on the boss. Hashem decided that right now your parnasa should be XYZ, and Hashem is channeling it through this boss. But don't think that the boss is actually a fundamental piece here, that he's a cause of your parnasa. It could have been some other job also. This now is the parnasa that Hashem wants you to have, and he wants you to sense that this is him filtering it through, it happens to be this person. Now he shows us a tough example of this. He says, you know what it says about Asa? Asa was one of the righteous kings of the Jewish people. He was one of the righteous kings of Yehuda, a descendant of David and Shlomo. And as righteous as he is, you know what it says about him? Is shesamach al ha'roisim. When he put his faith into the doctors. Diksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'gam b'chol yeledores shes Hashem, ki b'roisim. When he was ill, he did not seek out Hashem. Instead, he sought out the doctors. V'nana shalzeh. And he was punished for that. He was punished for that, meaning that he wasn't healed. Now, let's understand this. This will really be elaborated on later in the Chovas Halavos, when he discusses, Chovas Halavos is a very big believer in doing what you have to do, in going about tending to your needs through material means. So what he's saying here is, the point is not that Asa should not have gone to the doctors, but the point is, where is the person's mind? We're going to see this. He's going to discuss this at length. The question is, where is the person's mind? The person feel that, okay, Hashem is doing a number with me. This is about me and Hashem. Hashem has some plan for me. I don't know. You know, right now it's a health issue. I don't know if he intends for it to get better, doesn't intend for it to get better. But I do know that he would like me to go through the motions of going to a doctor and seeing if perhaps a doctor will be Hashem's means of healing me. He goes about it in that way. But it's very much an interaction between him and Hashem. It's not like, oh gosh, is there a doctor out there who can heal me? I'm in Hashem's hands. He would like me to research responsibly. He'd like me to go to the doctor, and then he'll do what he decides. But it's not the doctor who makes it or breaks it. The lack of a doctor, if there is no doctor, again, Hashem's going to decide what's going to be. If there is a doctor, then, yeah, he might be the one who Hashem will use. This is a subtle point. We're going to see it in much greater length later in the Chovas Halavos. But the point is that, yeah, whatever it is you're facing, if it's a parnosa issue, if it's a health issue, or just in general, life, whatever things you depend on, the realization that really any source of anything material is just a tool in Hashem's hand and following the plan that Hashem has for you at this time. If a person, his boss retired, and as a result he lost his job. So it's not that he lost his job because his boss retired. It's that Hashem, in the first place, intended him to have this channel of Parnasa for 8.5 years. When 8.5 years were up, the boss decided to retire. This is the mindset of a person with bitachon. The material means are just a certain cover. That's really the idea. It's just a certain cover for Hashem to implement his plans, but they are not the cause. And he says, on the contrary, if a person does place his faith in others, then Hashem kind of withdraws. You know, Hashem, the level of hands-on that Hashem conducts a person's affairs can be to different degrees. The more a person trusts in Hashem, the more Hashem will intensely tend to his affairs. But if a person says, Hashem is kind of like a fallback, but I have others in my life who I can rely on, then Hashem says, okay, so I'll leave it to them. Umenayadua, he says, we all know, ki mishiyemane mibnei odam shnei mimunim ayoysa lasa isdavar. If you need something to be taken care of, so you entrust two people with the job or more, it's only going to compromise the chances of the job getting done. Because everyone feels like it's not really on him. So this is certainly so. If a person decides, well, I trust Hashem, and I also trust my generous uncle Bob. So this person is saying, you know, Hashem isn't sufficient. I have to have somebody else tangible who I can really rely on. So, this is certainly taking away from compromising his trust in Hashem. And that itself will be the reason for Hashem to decide, I won't give him what he's hoping for now. He has other addresses, let him go to them. I was once asked, a sibling of mine, my sister was a kala, and there were all kinds of things that needed to be tended to. And my father is a very capable person, and he was dealing with all kinds of different things, and all kinds of bureaucratic things, and all kinds of different things that had to be taken care of. And she commented to me at one point, and she said that I feel so secure because, you know, I know that my father is taking care of everything. Is that a problem in terms of bitachon and Hashem? So what I told her was, and this is really the way of approaching it, you need to understand that your father is a gift from Hashem to you. It's because Hashem cares for you, and he wants to take care of your affairs optimally. So he gave you this father, which is really the concept of Kibbutz Avayim in general, right? Hashem gave you parents through which he cares for you. If you approach it that way, then on the contrary, you thank Hashem for giving you such a great channel, such a great medium, and for caring for you in this way. This is Hashem's way of caring for you. It's not that it's your father instead of Hashem. This is really the way of thinking of it. It's seeing in everything Hashem's means of caring for you. And you know what? On the contrary, that is what makes parents so sacred in Judaism. If we understand that parents are actually Hashem's representative to you, yeah, he wants to care for you in many ways. And this is his way of doing it through natural means. So the parents are actually Hashem's foremost representatives to you in your life. And therefore, you have to treat them with great deference because of that very fact, that these are Hashem's representatives to you. It's something sacred in your life. In fact, this goes to an extreme. We know that there are halachas, even of, you're not allowed to disgrace bread, right? You're not allowed to disgrace food. You have to treat food with respect. There's all kinds of halachas about the proper treatment of food. Why? What's the idea? Why do you have to treat food with respect? The food doesn't care how you treat it. The idea is that since this is Hashem's means of caring for you, this is something sacred. This is Hashem's gift to you. You have to show care for it. Parents epitomize that. But this is all the idea. Whatever means, whoever you may be benefiting from, don't see them as an independent source, that if they weren't here, you wouldn't be getting it. No, Hashem decided to benefit you. He can do it through a vast variety of means, and these are the means he chose for you. So that's step number three. Step number three is putting your exclusive trust in Hashem, feeling that you're entirely in his hands and not affected by anyone else, even though, directly, it seems that actually there is somebody else on the scene who is benefiting you. Okay, what's step number four? Step number four. Hakdama Haravis. Step number four is Shetie Hashgachosai Chazaka. This is another condition of Bitachon. You have to be very, very diligent. You have to be very conscientious and diligent to make sure you're fulfilling your duties to Hashem. To make sure you're doing what He commanded and to make sure you're avoiding what He prohibited. Because to the extent that you're expecting Hashem to tend to you properly, if you decide I'm letting go of my parnasa concerns and handing it over to Hashem because I want him to care for me, then you have to make sure it's mutual. Make sure that you're also making a point of caring to what Hashem wants you to care for. It's like Chazal said, you make his will yours, so that he'll make your will his will. he cites a few more psukim to this effect. We continue past that. Aval mishayivtach al aboyei v'umamrei oisai. If a person is busy defying Hashem, but saying, I trust Hashem is going to do the best thing for me. So kama usachol. How foolish is that? V'kamadatoi chalusho v'akorosoi. How unintelligent is that? Kiroya. Because think about it. If you ask somebody to take care of some need for you, you appoint someone to take care of some need for you. And he tells you, okay, you know, I'll take care of this for you, but then if so, I need you to do X, Y, Z for me. Right? Yeah, I'm going to spend the day. I'm going to travel to take care of this for you, but I need you to unlock my door to let in the help. Okay? So, or he warns him against doing something. And you decide to disregard it. Well, I'm not going to be able to get to your house. I appreciate that you're traveling to take care of this for me, but no, I'm not, I drink my coffee then. I'm not going to go to your house to make sure the help gets in. If the person hears that you ignored what he told you, then why on earth should he do what you want him to do? So certainly, this applies to someone who's just ignoring Hashem's commands, after he warned you about them. But yet at the same time, you're trusting that Hashem is going to take care of this for you and take care of that for you. Then you can expect Hashem to let you down also. So this is another condition for true bitachon. If you want to really be able to rest assured that Hashem will be handling your case optimally, make sure that you are dedicating yourself to doing everything that He wants optimally. Otherwise, what justification is there for you to expect that he'll treat you that way? Now, if you remember, we already discussed how this seems to conflict with what the Chovas Halevi said earlier, that Hashem's chesed is unconditional. We'll see. We'll get back to that, Bli Neder. But right now, I'll just recap briefly. We've seen four of the five steps toward Bitachon meanwhile. The first is to internalize the 7 points we've been discussing. The second is to really understand that Hashem expects it of you, and He's looking to see if you truly trust Him or not. The third is to trust exclusively in Hashem. He's the only one who's going to be handling this affair, or your life in general. And the fourth is to make sure you're justifying your trust by making sure you're doing what He wants. Then you can justifiably expect Him to do what you want. Okay, we'll end here for tonight.